Well, the last thing we were talking about was, I was wondering about, we talked about the buggy and everything, but you tell me that with the mill, now they would take it to...
To the grist mill.
To the grist mill.
The grist mill.
Uh-huh.
And have it.
And they'd have to carry it on wagon?
Oh, yes, they do. Come to mill, you know, and sometimes they'd bring a a big sack, you know, or just whatever amount of corn you wanted to shell,
uh-huh.
Chuck and shell.
Uh-huh.
Now that was a Saturday event. Before we got a corn shell, we all had to stop and go help shell that corn with our hands, you see.
Yeah.
And that was on Saturday, generally.
So that would be what you have to do?
Yes,
yes. Well, would you have, then you come to the grist mill from where you live?
Yes,
down
yes,
there,
they'd go it? The 2 miles, you see.
Yeah, you come 2 miles,
yeah,
and the grist mill was here.
Yeah, was here.
Oh, well, when you would be carrying, like the amount of corn that you take to the mill at one time, you referred to that as a
peck or a half bushel or a bushel.
Uh-huh, something like that. Do you ever hear anybody call that a turn of corn?
Yes, turn of corn. Lord, that is a common name.
I wonder if you've ever heard that they
a turn of corn. That's right.
And what about if you were carrying the wash out to the line to hang it up in those days, you'd have put it on the
clothesline?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then when you carry it, did you ever have any baskets? Did they put it in?
Oh, no. We just had that. We had either a tub or something. We didn't have any baskets
to carry. Oh, you didn't have that?
No, we just didn't have a basket or nothing like that.
Uh-huh.
And, we might have had some feed baskets or something like that, but Mother didn't use that. She always just, we generally had a tub, just a smaller tub that we'd take it to clothesline. And then we didn't have clothespins like we did.
Oh, yeah.
And we had a garden when Mother married. Now back when I was just a kid, a small child, while we'd go to the spring and wash, and we'd hang our clothes on bushes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did?
Yeah. You see, there wouldn't be no line up there.
Oh,
nothing.
Sure. Uh-huh.
And they wouldn't stay down there no way without pinning them on somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And we'd hang them on bushes around the spring.
Mm-hmm.
But then after we corn were married and they had paved wire around the garden fence, we'd hang our clothes on the paved wire fence. We had no way of pinning them on there, but they'd stay pretty well without the chicken bag we used. But we had no clothes pins.
Well, what about nails? What would nails come in?
Well, back then, let me see. I don't know.
Something like a barrel, only smaller, did they come in?
A keg. Nail keg, what am I thinking about? Well, sure, nail keg.
That's what they come in?
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Small, they're small
but
too.
They're small.
Uh-huh.
And
different sizes would be on the keg.
Six penny, eight penny, ten penny, things
like that.
Well, what about what would those things that would run around the barrel to hold the stays in place?
Hooks.
They had,
hooks.
And then in a bottle, what would you put in the top of a bottle?
Sledgehammer was mostly for spikes or things like that.
Oh, it was a bigger one.
Uh-huh. But just a hammer to drive a nail in a piece of wood, you just use a hammer.
Just a regular,
let me see, what would they call? I reckon just a hammer. I don't remember to have another name.
And,
claw hammer.
Claw
hammer, that's what it was.
And on a wagon, the part that goes up between the two horses, you call that the...
Oh, the tongue, wagon
is
tongue.
You know,
yeah, wagon tongue.
And then on a buggy, you have to...
That was shafts.
Oh, yeah, on the buggy.
Buggy
and
shaft.
Then, do you remember the wagon wheels?
Oh, yes.
They would have it.